Transatlantic travel could get a little easier for passengers who don't live near big gateway cities like New York or Los Angeles. When the Open Skies Agreement goes into effect tomorrow, airlines based in the U.S. and the European Union will be allowed to fly direct routes between any two airports on each continent, which could mean more flights between, say, Dallas and Dublin. The airport that will be most affected is London Heathrow, where only four airlines have direct routes to and from the U.S. With us to explain the details, Jerry Chandler. He writes a travel blog for cheapflights.com, and he joins us from member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Tell us what the pros and cons of this agreement are for passengers.
The idea here is to open up competition between the European community, all 27 member states, and the United States. The idea is to bring in low-cost carriers. For example, Ryanair is thinking of maybe starting service between the EU and the United States. Not major cities, but cities maybe in the Northeast like Hartford, like Providence, like Bangor, Maine, Dublin, for prices of, and this is not a misprint, $12 each way. As low as $12 each way. Now, that's going to stimulate a little bit of competition, if indeed Ryanair decides to jump in and do that.
I guess so.
But that's this glimmering potential that's out there over the horizon.
I understand, though, that the British government had some very strong objections to this agreement, and I wonder what they were worried about and also how it was resolved.
Right now at London Heathrow, you have Virgin Atlantic, you have British Airways. And the notion all of a sudden you're going to be going from two U.S. carriers on their crown jewel of an airport, London Heathrow, to six U.S. carriers is obviously going to dilute their competitive advantage. And that's where stage two of Open Skies comes in, the ability of foreign entities to buy into U.S. airlines. And British Airways would like to go even further than that. They would like the ability to fly domestic passengers from, say, New York to Los Angeles on BA and compete head-to-head with American or Continental or Delta or whomever on those particular rights.
Now, get back to the cities and how many planes are going to be flying to and fro. Will there be more direct flights, say, from cities like Denver or Houston or Seattle?
Denver is a great example. The way things stand today, one carrier can fly nonstop from Denver to London Heathrow, and that's BA, British Airways. You're going to have the ability of United Airlines, and they intend to launch it, to launch competitive 777 service on that same route with BA. And that, theoretically, is going to up competition.
But boy, those skies are going to get crowded. And it has all kinds of implications, doesn't it, for air traffic control, lines waiting to go through security.
You just nailed it, because you can open up a market, but if the airports on both sides of that market aren't capable of handling the traffic, then you have a problem. London Heathrow's only got two runways. Frankfurt is a capacity-constrained airport. So if you're going to start fielding a lot of airplanes out of here to the EU, you better have a place you're going to be able to land them.
Jerry Chandler writes a travel blog for cheapflights.com. He spoke from member station WBHM in Birmingham. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much.